Blog Talk Radio.
Maybe we're a little different. There's no need to be ashamed. You got the light.
Well, well, my brothers and sisters. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. We're back again. Yes, indeed. We're back again for another episode, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Adam Yah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. So very thankful. Yes, indeed. Very thankful to the Most High. Oh, it must be almost thankful. The opportunity to be back with you here again to speak these very precious words. Yes, indeed, these very precious, precious words the Most High has granted me for the blessing of His people. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, He has told me that I have Him some very important things for Him to do. He told me because of what I must do, as He said, that I would accrue indeed some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But He told me that in doing for Him that which He has asked of me, I would have His, yes indeed, His protection and His guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I can only be utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, my brothers and sisters, yes, He has told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that I must tell you things. That men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and if they could, yes, if they could, my brothers and sisters, to destroy. But we who are wise know, my brothers and sisters, that all things done in the darkness must come to the light. The Most High should have promised, yes indeed, that He will not forget that which He has promised through all His servants, the prophets. Messiah Himself comes for the restitution, restoration, refreshing of all things, according to all that was spoken by the holy prophets since the world began. You'll find that passage in Acts 3:18 to 23. Let us then consider, my brothers and sisters, that we are wise to give heed to this scripture, knowing that the Most High will hold man accountable. Yes, He will hold man accountable. Every word, to be considerate, to confirm, to take hold, to be avowed unto every word that He has spoken. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, blessed are they who discern the need to keep a covenant. And I did not say, my brothers and sisters, who find it their prerogative, preference to uphold any unrighteous standard. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, the Most High has spoken is an eternal, ultimately an eternal covenant. Ultimately, under one ultimate goal. I know that there are many who might say, well, what about the sacrifices? Oh, heaven help us. Most High tells us, if we read the scriptures closely, He did not at first command sacrifices, but that men should hear His voice. Obedience, He said, is better than sacrifice. Let us consider then, my brothers and sisters, the point. What the Most High desires ultimately is a submission of the mind and heart, soul, to give true reverence for His will. Would then be a need for sacrifices for sin? Did you hear, my brothers and sisters? Would there be a need for sacrifices for sin if man just simply hearkened and obeyed the Most High? Think about it, my brothers and sisters. Think about it. Yeremiah, Jeremiah 7:22. Welcome all to the show. For I spake not unto your fathers, nor commanded them in the day that I brought them in the land of Egypt, concerning burnt offerings and sacrifice. In other words, this is not what He first told them first. But this thing I commanded them, this thing He first commanded them, saying, obey my voice, and I will be your holy one, and you shall be my people, and walk ye in all the ways that I have commanded, that it may be well unto you. But the scripture says they hearken not, nor incline their ear, but walk in the counsels and the imagination of their own evil heart, and went backward and not forward. My brothers and sisters, isn't it time that we realize, however, what a great blessing the Most High has for people who will be true to Him? Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters. Consider Genesis 17. Most High made it magnificent, a magnificent offer to His servant Abraham. And blessed are they who understand it, will understand it from this context. A lot to think about tonight. A lot to say. My prayer, my brothers and sisters, is that those who will hear these words will realize the blessedness of what the Most High offers, how indebted the world is to the faithful. It says in Genesis 17:1, when Abram was 99, Most High appeared to Abram and said to him, I am the Almighty Yah. Walk after me. Be thou perfect. In other words, seek His perfect will. That was conditional, my brothers and sisters. Yes, indeed. Walk before me and be thou perfect. In other words, perfected, made whole, made true unto Him. I did not say left subject to someone else's allegiances. I did not say walking according to somebody else's imagination. He did not say, my brothers and sisters, the man should take picks and pick and choose of that which he should obey. My brothers and sisters, because men have been self-righteous, that the world is divided. The world is filled with confusions, and men contentious in their ruthlessness, irreverence, my brothers and sisters, and disrespect. You say, I'm the Most High, Almighty Yah, walk after me, be thou perfect. And I'll make my covenant, under this condition, I'll make my covenant between me and thee. And I'll multiply thee exceedingly. And here, my brothers and sisters, we understand what the Most High has said. He said, all nations shall be blessed through Abraham. And he said, neither shall their name anymore be called Abram, but they shall call Abraham. Abraham. For a father of many nations have I made thee. Meaning many nations shall seek his fatherhood, if you will. Many nations, my brothers and sisters, seek to be called the children of Abraham, the children of a faithful one who sought the will of Yah, who sought the perfect will of Yah. I did not say that the nation should count themselves blessed after the authority or the ideal or the misconceits, or the imaginings of another, but that all my brothers and sisters should by faith seek the perfect will of Yah. In other words, my brothers and sisters, seek the gift of the Most High that reveals what it is that man must, as one, believe, avow himself to, uphold. And he says, I will make thee exceedingly fruitful, and I will make nations of thee, and kings shall come out of thee. All my brothers and sisters, he said concerning Abraham that through Abraham's seed should be a blessing unto all the nations. In other words, my brothers and sisters, it is through what the children of Abraham and the teaching that the Most High gave to his people. Through that wisdom, my brothers and sisters, shall all nations be reconciled. Shall all nations be reconciled unto the will of one. Think of my brothers and sisters what I'm saying to you. It is only by faith in that which Yah himself has declared, even the gospel, my brothers and sisters, that the Most High declares his word from above. Only by the revelation of that word is it possible. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? Only by the revelation of that righteousness is it possible that man might return to the Most High, remembering that which from the Most High declared, that was the Most High declared from the beginning. All men might be made true. I said that all men might have a chance to be made true unto him. That all men might be reconciled after one will unto Yah. That all mankind, my brothers and sisters, might no longer be after self-righteous imaginations confused. That all nations, my brothers and sisters, yes, I said that all nations may discern what is the will of Yah. Think about it. One scripture reads it this way. Psalms 147 is a psalm, my brothers and sisters, that has been translated a little bit differently in King James Version, the way it relates in the Aramaic text. And I'd like to go through quite a bit of this to put it all in context. Psalm 147 and 20. Thank you. Psalm 147, how about 147, 19? He shows his word unto Jacob, Israel, and his statute he has shown, if you will. He declared, how about preserve his people? He shows his word unto Jacob, Israel, and his statute and his judgments unto Israel. He has not done so. We put down here to any nation. It just said what he's done to Israel. But my brothers and sisters, what it really means is he has not dealt thusly with any other nation. And for his judgments. And as for his judgments, the nations, other nations have not known them. Praise ye the Most High. How many are prepared to understand that the gospel of grace, my brothers and sisters, or dispensation of grace, the favor of the Most High by which he mercifully reveals himself. Think about it. It is indeed merciful. Anytime the Most High reveals himself to a people, that they might know his ways, they might walk in his path, they might not be left, my brothers and sisters, to every manner deceiver, misrepresented. When you said, watch out for false prophets, he was really saying, amongst other things, my brothers and sisters, watch out also for false testimony, false witness, false imagination. Misconceits that mislead the people, that they do not walk after Yah himself. Blessed, my brothers and sisters, are those who know that only when men discern the will of Yah purely and completely, that they all might agree in every factor, are we awakened beyond the contentiousnesses, the misimaginations, the hasty conclusions that have left so many in a state of competitive warfare, even against the hope of peace, because men become so self-righteous, so self-desirous in their perceptions that they do not see the truth for their efforts to uphold selfish ambition. But the Most High, let his people not be in bondage, said to them that they should have no other God but he, no other standard, my brothers and sisters. Ultimately, my brothers and sisters should realize their obligation is first unto the Most High, first and foremost. In fact, my brothers and sisters, when Israel is subject to the Most High himself, first and foremost, having no concept of righteousness other than that which Yah himself has declared, not subject to any lesser righteousness than what Yah has declared. Then indeed, my brothers and sisters, shall Israel be the head and not the tail. That a whole world subject to a people that the Most High shall glorify, and who shall glorify his name, shall show a whole world the way unto what indeed is justice. This is what Messiah comes to do. When the scripture says, the isles shall wait for his law. Behold, my servant, my elect, my soul delights, I put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth justice to the nations. And if you read Revelation 7, it says he first must awaken Israel. He first, my brothers and sisters, must confirm a people as the people of faith, the people of Yah. He must first confirm unto himself a people, my brothers and sisters, who know his ways, who follow him in all things in which he leads. You read the book of Revelation, 14th chapter, 7th chapter. It says that Israel will first, my brothers and sisters, Israel first, will be sealed, confirmed as his people. To be a light then, my brothers and sisters, to all the nations, because that's exactly what he said at 5:14 to 21, Micaiah, Matthew. Saying that his people Israel then, my brothers and sisters, saying that his people Israel shall be the people, my brothers and sisters, who discern all that is the pure and perfect will of Yah. That there be no injustice among his people. In fact, Zephaniah 3:13 says his people will speak no lies. There won't be any divisions. No false righteousness. Speak no lies. Do no iniquity, no inequity, no uncleanness after the ways of the nations, nor any man's misimagination. And they will have none to harm them, none to dissuade. There should be a strong people. In fact, my brothers and sisters, their obligation, recognizing fully their obligation under Yah, first and foremost. My brothers and sisters, a people made the head, not the tail. A people, my brothers and sisters, who unto whom has been delegated the law of the Most High, that they should follow it. This people, my brothers and sisters, will show a whole world what is the path of justice. And indeed, my brothers and sisters, all nations are obligated, indebted, if you will, unto Yah that he made the offer, and to the children of Israel, my brothers and sisters, especially the faithful patriarchs and prophets of Israel, that they accepted the commission of the Most High, that all nations might have this blessed word. I would have you to give consideration to such scriptures. In Zechariah 8:23, thus said the Most High, in those days shall come to pass that 10 men shall take hold out of all the languages of the nations, peoples of the nations, even shall take hold of the skirt of him that is a Jew, saying, we will go with you, for we have heard that Yah is with you. Yes, my brothers and sisters, all nations shall realize in that day the blessedness of being able to follow after Yah, even his servant, the Messiah, and even the people, my brothers and sisters, that he was sent forth to show the whole world how indeed to walk after what indeed is true justice. Micah 4:1, but in the last days it's going to pass that the mountain of the house of the Most High, Israel, yes, indeed, Mount Zion, shall be established in the top of the mountains, over all the hills, exalted above all the hills, and all the nations, and all and people shall flow unto it. And many nations shall come, yes, even unto Jerusalem, my brothers and sisters, and say, come, let us go up to the mountain of the Most High, and to the house of the Holy One of Jacob, and he will teach us of his ways. We will walk in his paths. For the law, even the law of the Most High, shall go forth out of Zion, and the word of the Most High from Yehoshua, Jerusalem. And he shall judge men among many people, and rebuke strong nations afar off. And they shall beat their swords into plowshares. He shall show them all the way of peace. Beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nations shall not lift up a sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. But they shall sit every man under his vine and under his fig tree, and none shall make them afraid. For the mouth of the Most High has spoken. And all people shall walk everyone in the name of his God, the name of Israel's God, and we will walk in the name of the Most High, our Yah, forever and ever. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. This is the reconciliation of the nations, the blessing of the nation that is related. The blessing of the nation, my brothers and sisters, is found when all shall know the way of one. Isaiah 42, behold my servant, whom I uphold, mine elect, whom my soul delights. Put my spirit upon him, he shall bring forth justice, judgment to the Gentiles, even to all nations. He shall not fail nor be discouraged, it says in 42:4. He shall not fail nor be discouraged till they said judgment, justice in the earth. And the isle shall wait for his law. Isaiah, my brothers and sisters, the 11th chapter. Dare men say that there will be peace without a law? My brothers and sisters, I would dare to tell you that no so-called law that does not bring forth peace is law and righteousness at all. Think about it. Psalms 2. Why do the nations rage and the people imagine vain things? He says, because they've taken counsel against the Most High and against his anointed. The Holy Spirit, which teaches all things, no lie in it, that reproves all sin, whatever it is, my brothers and sisters, that compels men to lose sight of wisdom, righteousness, justice. The Holy Spirit reproves. He said, whenever two or more gathered in my name unto peace, then he'll be there in the midst to show man what is the better way. But the heart, my brothers and sisters, must be willing to receive what the Most High calls righteous beyond what is common to men. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. Isaiah 11 says, there's come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse. Yeshe. And the branch will grow out of his roots. And the spirit of the Most High shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might. I'm talking about wisdom beyond the nation. The spirit of knowledge and of reverence of the Most High. And shall make him a quick understanding in the reverence of the Most High. And he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes. Oh, he won't judge after the constructs of men. Neither reprove after the hearing of his ears. What his ears hear after what men have spoken. He shall hear Yah. With righteousness, after divine righteousness, shall she judge the poor. But in this case, my brothers and sisters, it means those. He give them judgment. He renew judgment to those who have been weak in discretion. And will reprove with equity for the meek of the earth. In other words, he shall grant those who are humble of heart opportunity to see exaltation and great wisdom and judgment. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. That means all that would declare lawlessness, injustice. He shall smite and expose that injustice. In fact, the scripture says, those who are partial in the law shall be humiliated. And righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins, faithfulness the girdle of his reign. Get this, my brothers and sisters. This is obviously last day prophecy. It says the wolf shall dwell with the lamb, the leopard shall lie down with the kid, the calf and the young lion, the fattening together, and a little child shall be able to lead them. The cow and the bear shall feed. Their young ones shall lie down together. The lion shall eat straw like the ox. The sucking child shall play in the hold of an asp, and the weaned child shall put his hand in a cockatrice's den. The den of a viper, and unhurt. And they shall not hurt nor destroy all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of Yah, as the waters cover the sea. And my brothers and sisters, in that day, think about it. It was when man turned away from the knowledge of Yah, my brothers and sisters, that nature itself began to be unruly against men. Unruly? How about my brothers and sisters? Because man's unruliness that he opened the doors for contentions, Disarray, confusion, something other than harmony. He said, in that day there should be a root of Yesheh, which shall stand as an ensign to the people. To him shall the nations seek, and his rest shall be glorious. All nations come into his righteousness. Didn't the scripture say the isle shall wait for his law? My brothers and sisters, how is it that a world has believed that it could somehow be blessed, reconciled, made whole without a standard? Even in Isaiah, in the 49th chapter, the Messiah comes forth saying, listen to me, O isles, hearken to me, O ye nations. Most High is calling from afar, from the womb, from the body of my mother, has he made mention of my name, called him for an express purpose to bring Israel back to him, to glorify his name. Oh, my brothers and sisters, 49:22 speaks of Messiah, saying, thus says the Most High, behold, I lift my hand to the Gentiles, I set my standard to the nations, and they shall bring thy sons, speaking of his people Israel, and they shall bring thy sons in their arms, and daughters shall be carried upon their shoulders, and kings shall be your nursing fathers, and queens thy nursing mothers. And they shall bow down to thee with their face toward the earth, lick up the dust of their feet, and thus they shall know that I am the Most High, for they shall not be ashamed that wait for me. Oh, my brothers and sisters, what about Isaiah 60? What about Isaiah, my brothers and sisters, speaking to his people Israel again? Thou shalt also drink of the milk of the Gentiles and suck the breast of kings. And thou shalt know that I, the Most High, thy Savior and thy Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob, am thy Savior. You shall know that I am your Savior, the Mighty One of Jacob. My brothers and sisters, what of these scriptures? What of these scriptures, my brothers and sisters, that he said, the sons also of them that afflicted thee shall come bending unto thee, and all they that despise thee shall bow themselves down at the soles of thy feet, and shall call thee the city of the Most High, the Zion of the Holy One of Israel. This is Israel's blessing, my brothers and sisters. But I want you to consider why it says Isaiah 60:12. So the nation, the kingdom that will not serve Israel shall perish. Yea, those nations shall be utterly wasted. But brothers and sisters, it is because the Most High brings peace to a people that he will confirm true to his peace. Why, my brothers and sisters, should a people who desire peace, or why, my brothers and sisters, should any soul not desire the peace the Most High intends in this world? I would say to you, my brothers and sisters, it's important. To realize the Messiah said, all power, all righteousness from on high has been given unto him. Go forth and teach all nations. Teach all nations then what it is to be, to know what indeed before the Most High is justice. That all nations might be blessed by the Most High, my brothers and sisters. What about scriptures like Isaiah 59 that says, man's iniquities has hid good things from him. Man refusing to know the way of peace. Man choosing to be self-righteous, greedy, has hid many good things from the world. For if all men respected one another, and they respected one another, all my brothers and sisters, the Most High, the earth would bring forth its increase. The world would be blessed. And my brothers and sisters, no man would find it wise in any way to seek to constrain or hold in bondage to blindness the mind and the heart, the soul of any man. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, in that day when men shall understand these things, there should be a great blessing in the earth. Most I told Israel, cannot have any other God, no other standard but his. Should not be, in fact, my brothers and sisters, how can I say this, indebted after any standard less than what the Most High would have for his people, lest his people be in bondage. My brothers and sisters, there's not a single living soul that calls upon the name of the Most High in truth, that should petition for anything less than Israel's full awakening. Why? The scripture tells in Isaiah 40:29-22, Messiah himself will come forth saying, there's no peace. I pray you will understand this. Last verse also of Isaiah 57. Says, ultimately, there will be no peace, my brothers and sisters, while this world is still in bondage to the wicked. While those, my brothers and sisters, who would keep a world blind are in power, beguiling the people to accept unrighteousness because they know nothing else. Beguiling the people to believe they are free while they're still yet in bondage because they just simply don't know what the righteousness of Yah is. There will never be justice while such as this rules. In fact, the scripture says, where the gospel is hid, men are lost. How about men are lost, misled, misguided, simply because they don't know what the guidance of the Most High and the justice of the Most High is. Men can be compelled to believe all kind of things, call all kind of things unrighteous, holy, if they don't know or have not heard, indeed, what is the gospel of the kingdom of Yah. We said, comfort ye, O my people. Repent ye, O my people, for the kingdom of Yah is at hand. What it means, my brothers and sisters, is that men will have to repent one day for all that they have believed under every other principality, power, nation, ruler, denomination, church, congregation, whatever. Men will have to repent for whatever they have believed after any lesser conscience when Messiah himself has come. Because only those, my brothers and sisters, who recognize his word as the gospel of the kingdom will enter his holy kingdom. What I would have you to understand, my brothers and sisters, you got 45,000 denominations out here telling you something different. 280 nations and a multitude of different kings, rulers, pastors, priests, and rabbis in each. They're all telling you something different, my brothers and sisters. How can that be the gospel of the kingdom of the Most High? They're all teaching their own standards. And that's exactly what the scriptures have to say about it. In Isaiah 40:41-43. It's Babylon, my brothers and sisters, when you have a whole lot of different standards claiming to be the will of the one Most High. It's confusion. What else is Babylon but a multitude of worldly contradictions, men walking according to their own vanities, their own predilections. A whole lot of pastors, my brothers and sisters, and rulers catering to the predilections, pretenses, preferences of men, and telling folks that these things are righteous because it wasn't their goal to talk about what indeed in all things, my brothers and sisters, is a divine absolute. Because if they were concerned about these things, they wouldn't be blind to so many things contained in the scriptures. Things like, if you look on my website, the what I call the secret city prophecies. Hey, they wouldn't be blind to the fact of who Messiah said that he is. And if they weren't blind about these things, my brothers and sisters, they certainly still had an obligation to look, and definitely an obligation if they found the truth to tell you. And they, if they were true to what the Most High declares must be the ways of his people, the message that a true prophet is sent to speak to his people, if they were true to this, my brothers and sisters, in all things, would the world be so divided? The Holy Spirit teaches all things, no lie in it. Purity and completion offering one choice, one message then to all. But hey, obviously, my brothers and sisters, there are false prophets speaking a fallen message, maintaining and preserving partial perceptions. Desires that none remember what the Most High declared from the beginning is eternal. And the end result, my brothers and sisters, they stand as blockers. They stand as obstacles. Enemies, my brothers and sisters, even against the peace. And the scriptures even tell us in Isaiah 59th chapter, whoever will not take upon himself the whole armor of Yah is an enemy. Philippians 2:3, I want to talk about that a little bit, also says the same, saying that anyone who does not seek the perfect will of Yah is an enemy against the very reason why Messiah gave his life. He gave his life saying, If I do not go, the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, will not come. And the Holy Spirit, my brothers and sisters, is a comforter for those who realize that without the knowledge of Yah, men perish. Did you hear me? Without the knowledge of divine law, men perish. He who dies without the law perishes without the law, it says in Romans. Many of my brothers and sisters, that the undisciplined soul is not prepared to enter the kingdom of Yah, nor be partaker in the peace. He spoke in Hebrews 3rd and 4th chapter, concerning what's also in Psalm 95, that a people that don't know his ways shall not enter into his rest. Messiah comes to bring to remembrance all things the Most High has said, the way of peace, the way of completion in Yah. Bring all things to remembrance. Say, whoever will not hearken to him when he declares that collaborative message should not enter his kingdom. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. It's time to realize the truth for the grace, the gift, the blessedness of the Most High is that he reveals his ways that we might be partakers of his divine nature, even partakers in his righteousness. Hear me? And please, I pray the Most High that you will understand. Got quite a bit still yet, about, not a lot of time left. But I really, truly would love to be able to relate some of these blessed things to you. Because as long as man's priorities are scattered after the ideals of men whose obligations are not unto the perfect will of Yah, oppression, injustice, deceit, keep a world, my brothers and sisters, divided, and a world divided is under many curses, because every one of these standards that men have obligation unto that does not seek the fullness of the will of Yah separates both man against man, men against Yah. And with this, my brothers and sisters, the Most High can never be pleased. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. Just as Messiah was given to the world that men might know the way of peace, what else do you think it was, my brothers and sisters, the scriptures speak of when it talks about being the children of Abraham? Yah so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, whoever believes in him might not perish. He did never say, my brothers and sisters, that men would have life who walked after other than the light that the Most High gave to the world, the word of truth the Most High gave to the world from the beginning. It's time to understand what it means to glorify his name. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. There's a lot to talk about here. Isaiah. How about Isaiah, the 59th chapter? Might well go back to it for a second. Isaiah 59. Talks about how we roar all like bears. Let me go back to the beginning of the 59th chapter and see what it says first. It says, behold, the hand of the Most High is not shortened that it cannot save, neither is ear heavy that it cannot hear. But your iniquities, your injustices, how about man seeking to hold on to many of his own self-righteous, selfish, ambitious ways? Misallegiances, my brothers and sisters, that even flatter man's unrighteousness. Said, but your iniquities have separated you from your Yah, and your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear. In the Aramaic says, but your iniquities have hid good things from you. For your hands are defiled with blood and your fingers with iniquity. Your lips have spoken lies, your tongue have muttered perverseness. And on all this, none asks for justice. Let me read it for you. Study from the Aramaic. I like to read that directly. Because it does read quite differently between the Aramaic and your King James Version. But the truth, my brothers and sisters, one day will be known by all. And that is the blessing the Most High grants, that one day, no matter what they did, the rulers have done to hide the truth, one day a people will inherit blessings because they understand. Behold, the hand of the Most High is not so short that it cannot save. Ear dull, it cannot hear. But your iniquity separates rid of you from your Yah. And your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear. Let me find this scripture again. Hear good things. set that up. See if I can find this for you. Let's see. Good things from you. Hey, yeah. Need to find the translation that is in. Your iniquities have hid good things from you. But it only makes sense, my brothers and sisters. Think about it. If man walks after all manner of injustice, shall he be blessed to continue to act in a way that is shall you be blessed to continue to act after a form or fashion or a set of ideals that only bring curses to the world? Think about it. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. It's time we understand, as I was saying before. What about this scripture here, Isaiah 59? Here we go. It says, the people transgressing and lying against the Most High, 59:13, departing away from our Yah, speaking oppression and revolt, conceiving and uttering from the heart words of falsehood. And judgment is turned away backward. Justice stands afar off. The truth is falling in the street. Equity cannot enter. Yea, truth fails, or truth is hidden. He that departs from evil makes himself a prey. Yah saw it, and displeased there was no judgment. He saw there was no man, wondered there was no intercessor. Therefore his arm brought salvation unto him, and his righteousness, it sustained him. And he put on righteousness as the breastplate and the helmet of salvation upon his head. He put on garments of vengeance for clothing and was clad with zeal as a cloak. According to their deeds, so shall he repay fury to his adversaries, recompense to his enemies. How does he repay a recompense? In other words, my brother and sister, when he comes to bring peace, he wants no obstacle. But I want you to look at this verse. He saw there, Most High saw there was no man, wondered there was no intercessor. Therefore his arm, a trusted ally, brought salvation unto him. How about my brothers and sisters came for the restoration of his righteousness, that his name might not be profaned, that the name of the Most High no longer be constrained after the misideals of men, and his righteousness sustained him. How about his righteousness made him steadfast? Hear me, my brothers and sisters. I find it amazing. I truly do. I find it amazing that we live in a world that for so long has chosen not to see the blessing that the Most High offers a world to a people will be true to him. And my brothers and sisters, it's not possible to be true to Yah after a multitude of varied ideals that this world chooses to exalt. It's not possible, my brothers and sisters, being all things true unto Yah after a multitude of different standards that simply seem wise unto men. It's time, my brothers and sisters, we see the reality. It's time, my brothers and sisters, to realize that man can only be made true unto the Most High in the fullness of his blessing, when man, once restored unto righteousness, desires to preserve the blessedness, the truth that the Most High gives. Yeremiahu, 5th chapter. Jeremiah, 5th chapter, 25th verse. Jeremiah, 5th chapter, 25th verse. Reads in this manner. Here we are. Your iniquities have turned away these things, and your sins have withholding good things from you. For among my people still yet found wicked men. They lay wait and they set snares, as men set a trap to catch men. My brothers and sisters, I want you to understand, when just men rule, a world shall know only justice. Most High said that he had already, through his servant Abraham, elected a people for the express purpose that they should glorify his name, that they should desire in all things, my brothers and sisters, that the name of the Most High no longer be slandered, that the name of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, no longer be associated with any man's injustice. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, I'd like to read for you the book of Amos in the 3rd chapter. I'd like to read something to you that is related not only in Amos 3rd chapter, but it also is to be found, record of it, in Revelation in the 10th chapter, and also in Hosea in the 11th chapter. Hear my brothers and sisters, and discern the blessings the Most High has planned for those who love Him. Revelation in the 10th chapter reads in this wise. Pull it up. Here it is. Okay. And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven clothed with a cloud. And a rainbow was on his head, and his face was as it were the sun, his feet as pillars of fire. And moved through this swiftly. And he said, and he had in his hand a little book open, and he set his right hand upon the sea and his left foot upon the earth, and cried with a loud voice as when a lion roars. And when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. How about their message? Their disclosure, their message. And when the seven thunders had uttered their voices, Yohanan on the Isle of Patmos said, I was about to write, and I heard a voice from heaven saying, seal up those things with the seven thunders uttered. Write them not. Something my brothers and sisters need to be understood in these latter days. Something, my brothers and sisters, that until these latter days, the scriptures may in many ways would be sealed from the hearts of men. But my brothers and sisters, these are the times to understand it. He said the latter days now be increased. And those who seek to do good works, all things the Most High declare will understand. Daniel 12:10. And the angel which I saw stand upon the sea upon the earth, lift up his hand to heaven, and swear by him to live forever, ever, who created heaven, and the things that are therein, the earth, and the things that are therein, the sea, and the things that are therein. There should be time no longer, no more delay. For in the days of the voice of the seven angels, when he should begin to sound, the mystery of Yah, the secret plan of Yah should be finished. How about revealed, as he has declared to his servants, the prophets? My brothers and sisters, this verse, these verses are reminiscent of something in Amos 3rd chapter. And it needs to be understood in its right context. Because the translation, my brothers and sisters, don't exactly relate the strength of the blessing that the Most High is speaking of here. Amos 3:1, it says, hear this word that Yah has spoken concerning you, O children of Israel, concerning the whole family which I brought out of the land of Egypt, saying, of all the families of the earth, only unto you did I reveal myself. Did you hear me say it? Israel is the people to which he revealed his covenant, that the world might see it. Thus I must get my point. First, reprove you beyond all your iniquities. In other words, I must make Israel a holy people, that the world, my brothers and sisters, may be guided in the way of light. But he said to us who were called Israel, who are the true children of faith? How can we, even two of us, walk together lest we be agreed? Shall the divisions among us remain, my brothers and sisters, that we be a light to all nations? Shall we walk after the darkness and confusion of the nations and still be the light? He said, can two walk together lest they be agreed? How shall they then be agreed? He said, look at these verses. That first one was one question. Can two walk together lest they be agreed? He said, will a lion roar in the forest and he's taken no prey? That's two questions. Three questions. Will a young lion cry from his den if he's taken nothing? In other words, if you're trying to catch something, do you warn and let it know that you're coming? My brothers and sisters, to those who are found most faithful and have proven themselves worthy, yes, he will give an advance warning. But many others, my brothers and sisters, shall be shocked and ashamed, caught suddenly by surprise. He said, can a bird, fourth question, can a bird fall in a snare upon the earth where there is no gin or no snare and no trap for him? Shall one take up a snare from the earth and is taking up nothing at all? Do you wait? If you get a trap, do you take it up if it's caught nothing? Shall a trumpet, get this, be blown in a city? In a city. And the people be not afraid. Shall there be evil in a city? Or even destruction in the city? And the Lord has not done it. Shall the Most High will do nothing unless he builds, that is, his secrets to the servants, the prophets? But brothers and sisters, what I want you to know is that till the Most High reveals himself, the world is under the curses of man's misimaginations. All that is required to make a devil, if there were none, if a man be left to himself. My brothers and sisters, Israel will awaken, is promised to reveal the righteousness of Yah, even through Messiah revealing himself first through his people Israel. This is the promise of the Most High. Shall the world be made reconciled as one to the Most High otherwise? Absolutely not. I want you to read, my brothers and sisters, I want you to consider about the scriptures about this city. It says, sure, the Most High does nothing, 3 and 7, but lest he reveal his secret first to his servants, the prophets. He says, the lion has roared, who will not fear? The Most High has spoken, who can but prophesy? And it will be published, of what has occurred in all the palaces, if you will, of the nations, concerning the great tumults and the mist, not only the city, but the mist of all nations, that these things, my brothers and sisters, might be reproved. Because the scripture says, they do not know how to do what is right. They don't know then what is righteousness, says the Most High. So again, speaking concerning those who have stood up violence and robbery in all their palaces. My brothers and sisters, I can only tell you, because I don't have a lot of time here, but Hosea, in the 11th chapter, talks about Messiah coming first to try to redeem his people Israel. It says, how can I give thee up? How can I deliver you, O Israel? Do I have to make you also like Admah and Zeboim, which are like Sodom and Gomorrah, sister cities, Sodom, Gomorrah, Admah, Zeboim, and Zoar? Genesis 14. He wants, my brothers and sisters, there's going to be a time that he says, scripture says in Hosea 11:5, I believe it is, 11:6, because they refuse to return, the sword shall abide upon many cities. But one day, my brothers and sisters, people begin to repent, and his mercies shall be moved, and he shall begin to heal his people. He will not come to the fierceness of his anger to destroy, but to heal. And it says 11:10, they shall walk after the Most High. He shall roar like a lion. And when he shall roar, the children shall tremble from the west. Those of you who are wise, my brothers and sisters, will understand. He says in that day he will set his people like, a bird out of Egypt. He will place them in their houses. My brothers and sisters, return them to Israel, and the people will be faithful. In that day, my brothers and sisters, that he will expose the unrighteousness of a city to bring forth a city of peace. And blessed shall be that day. Blessed are they then who look to the day when Most High will restore his people Israel, that the world shall in that day be made wise. How shall men call upon the name of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, if his testimony in truth they have not yet heard? If everyone has taken the holy name and constrained it after their own imaginations and ideal, there is no covenant. But the Most High says he will give in Deuteronomy 32, what is called the Song of Moshe. It actually says he will show mercy, even absolution to his people, that the confusion be no more. But this Babylonish self-righteousness, after a multitude of diverse, selfishly contentious ways, will be no more. All, my brothers and sisters, who call upon the name of the Most High, they must pray. Israel will be awakened to the fullness of righteousness. Even the righteousness that the nations prefer that the people never attain. Think about it. The nations have not desired to see Israel glorified after one pure, perfect light. That's the only way, my brothers and sisters, that if they get Israel to be an ally, deceived to be an ally after misallegiances of men, then also, my brothers and sisters, the nations remaining allies in allegiance to unrighteousness should not discern the need, my brothers and sisters, to return to Yah unto his righteousness. Isaiah 40, comfort ye, O my people. Time of your warfare must come to an end. Comfort ye, my brothers and sisters. I didn't say according to vanities. I didn't say according to flatteries, but according to the fullness of what is divine righteousness of the rule of the king. Be prepared to repent before the one king who will reprove all kings. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, for those who are wise, Psalm 40 through 41 speaks of the one who cries in the wilderness, who heralds the coming of the one called the righteous one from the east, like the rising sun, who cast out all the darkness, who reveals the light the world would obscure. Discern who Messiah said that he is. As that offspring of David, the one like the bright morning star. Like the sun rising in the east, it says also at Malachi 4:2. Knowing that Zechariah 6:12, where it said the branch, look at the word, my brothers and sisters, is one that springs forth like the rising sun. Suddenly, my brothers and sisters, to show forth all the light that cast out the darkness, to reveal the light that the world would obscure, that justice shall in the earth return. Blessed then, my brothers and sisters, are those who realize that whoever calls upon the name of the Holy One of Israel has an obligation to pray for the awakening of Israel, that all my brothers and sisters who desire justice through Messiah and through his people, and even by the Spirit of the Most High that he puts upon his people, my brothers and sisters, will be fully repentant, might know what justice is, and the Most High seeing a people true to him will cause the earth to bring forth this increase. And the people, my brothers and sisters, who delight that all are true to the will of one, humbling themselves, my brothers and sisters. How does the scripture say? The Spirit of the Yah is upon me to preach good tidings to the meek. Well, those, my brothers and sisters, who would seek to exalt themselves after the misconceits of the nations, or will be flattered by the misconceits of the nation, my brothers and sisters, are they prepared to receive the gospel of the kingdom that reproves all kingdoms? Messiah said the Spirit of truth the world will not receive. Those who delight in the contradictions among men, he said the Spirit of truth they will not receive. How can they be true to the truth? The truth, the righteousness, the glory of the Most High, when they seek to uphold the will of another. Scripture says, my brothers and sisters, that those who are neither cold nor hot, he will spew out of his mouth. He makes petitions then for those who, hearing the word of truth, know they must hearken to it, must seek it diligently. For those who hear the truth and are driven to understand it for all that the Most High will reveal of it, these, my brothers and sisters, he would call precious. But what he's saying, if you're neither cold nor hot, you can hear words like these and it makes no difference to you. What he's saying, my brothers and sisters, he makes no repetition then for those who preserve confusion because they delight not in the truth and not driven to pursue the truth. Woe to those who are flattered, my brothers and sisters, after the diversitudes of men, to sit back and simply say that if they are pleasing before men, that while they have all they need, my brothers and sisters, the people that the Most High will preserve are those who seek all his will. And these are the ones, my brothers and sisters, that will petition for the blessedness and the redemption of those who truly love Yah, that they might know his ways. Until we speak again, my brothers and sisters, this has been Edom Yah, Covenant Remembrance Ministries. I thank the Most High for every ear that he brings near. Welcome, my brothers and sisters, every ear that he brings near. Please, I'm asking you, for holy name's sake, support this show. Let others know that it exists. Places you can find truths that many do not speak. Most High told me, I must tell you things that men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, deny, perverse, silence, and destroy. Check out that website of mine, hiddengospel.com. I promise you need what is there in the Secret City Prophecies. Hiddengospel.com, Secret City Prophecies, you need it. Maybe sooner than any of us know. Early church origin and mutual expectation. What was it? I can only tell you the scripture said, because many have not discerned this foundation, that it would compel men to be, let's just say, much more diligent, far beyond what the rulers offer. Because men have not had the understanding that the Most High will allow no confusion, no lie, none of the misconceits of the nations into his kingdom, none of the devices of men that have preserved the vestiges of confusion and lies that are the fall. He will allow none of these. In fact, Messiah comes to destroy all such obstacles. If men knew these things and understood them well, as to who Messiah said he is when he says he is that Friday morning star, one who destroys every lie, who destroys all the confusion. If men understood, my brothers and sisters, why it must come that the fulfillment of what is called the Secret City Prophecies, to show a world that the faith of Yah does not preserve confusion. Never is the Most High, as his gift, say that man could be lawless, that he might walk after the fleshliness of his own heart. The grace of Yah, my brothers and sisters, is that man transcend what has become national, international, political, pseudo-religious law, false law. That man overcome, my brothers and sisters, the misrule of man, the imaginings of men that could never bring peace. Not with Yah. Remember, Yah does not change. The only law, my brother and sister, that brings peace with him is that word from the beginning. And that is why Messiah will come saying to a people who have swore by his name, but not in truth nor in righteousness. Read Isaiah 48. Who say they are his people, but swear by his name, but not in truth nor in righteousness. And even all nations have done so. It says, oh, that you kept and preserved my commandments. Then your peace would have been as a river, and your righteousness as waves of the sea. And I would not behold your descendants destroyed from before me. But what does it say, my brothers and sisters? From the beginning, from the creation, there am I. Oh, that you kept my commandments. And he says, listen to me, O Isles, hearken to me, O you nations. Man being offered opportunity to come back to him. It says in Isaiah 48 that he would, for a moment, defer his anger, that his people be refined, because he would not give his glory to another. Revelation 7:2 says the same, at a time when the kings are running for cover, saying, hide from the face of the Lamb and him who sits upon the throne, because they've been treacherous against the purity of his word. And it said someone will come forth, saying, hurt not the earth, nor the sea, nor the trees, to be sealed, confirmed, they who will indeed serve Yah upon their brows. None will be confirmed, my brothers and sisters, but those who seek indeed what is his will. What scripture say in Malachi 3:18? You should discern the difference. How about in a day when he reveals his righteousness? You will discern the difference between the righteous and the wicked, between those who serve Yah and those who serve him not. But not only will his righteousness be revealed in the day that the Son of Righteousness arrives with healing upon his lips, a true word of a covenant. But my brothers and sisters say, you discern the difference between the righteous and the wicked, because the righteous will be preserved, but the wicked, the lawless, should be ashes under the souls of the righteous when he does it, when he does this. And for this reason, it says, remember the law which he gave his servant Moses. That law must be restored, my brothers and sisters. The people must know his ways before the kingdom of peace is wrought. It's best, my brothers and sisters, to know that law before come that time of judgment that will discern the difference between those who revere and serve Yah and those who have said that they can walk. How's scripture going? 3:13, your word's been stout against me, grievous against me. That you say that everyone who, you say that the wicked are well set up. That they can tempt and provoke the Most High. Declare standards not true to Yah. Say that they're well set up, as if they're going to stay so. Well set up, they provoke the Most High, and people say that they are yet to live it. Scripture says that's a grievous, blasphemous, insulting word against him. That men say that everyone who walks according to his own evil, how about misdirected, reprobate, irreverent, faithless, undisciplined ways, dishonoring the name of the Most High, say that they're still yet good in the sight of the Most High, as if he delights in such. What does the scripture say? Have men really truly understood that the Messiah will come to judge men according to righteous judgment, according to all the Most High said? He said, but who can stand when he appears? He said, he will send the Lord whom you seek. He will suddenly come to his temple. He's going to reprove all the priests wherever they have not been concerned about absolution, but more concerned about allegiances to their congregations. Well, political leaders, my brothers and sisters, have not been concerned about absolution, but compromises to have as many people, as many diverse ideas brought together, as if to say that if they walk after such polluted authorities, polytheist, filthy, lawless authority, that if they walk after a title of a nation, a denomination, as long as the state or the denomination sanctions the lie, somehow okay. But brothers and sisters, these people are not concerned about absolution. They just want to preside over you. And my brothers and sisters realize that nothing that is not true the will of one is true. Till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, this has been Adam Yav, Covenant Remembrance Ministries. To his might, honor, and praise always, always thankful. Check out that website of mine, as I said, my brothers and sisters, please do so. Discover in the knowledge of the truth how you can be of a blessing to this ministry. Much needs to be done. In fact, planning on taking a few things on the road. I truly appreciate, even as I know Yah will, those who would seek to support this ministry. Check out my website, hiddengospel.com. I know many who need this word. Let it be heard. Till we speak again, this has been Adam Yah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. To his might, honor, and praise always. Hallelujah! Thank you all again.
You've got the words to change a nation, but you're biting your tongue. You spent a lifetime stuck in silence, afraid you'll say something wrong. Maybe we're a little different, there's no need to be ashamed. that can't